That's where, right there, Pete. That's it. No. More money, more. I'm wearing my Submariner. I brought the wrong damn Rolex with me. Son of a bitch. This is a perfect scenario for the GMT master. Damn it. Well, you know, because I get the Submariner, and then I get the GMT, and then I get the president. I don't know, you know, is that, I don't want to be too ostentatious. So, it's a bitch.
What to do.
But if we go diving, or you need me to time something. Did you know that diving watches, Joy, the bezel, see how it moves that way? Mm-hmm. So you can, like, set it to, it's like 20 after, set it there.
Yeah.
But it won't go that way, so that you can't accidentally move it and think that you have more time than you do.
Oh, that's good.
So if, like, you can only be down for a half hour, you can only move it to make it less.
That's good.
Isn't that smart?
Yep. That's a safety feature for sure.
See, I moved it, but now I can just be down for 15 minutes or 25 minutes.
And if you can accidentally turn it the other way, you have a lawsuit.
Right. Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know what happened, but I'm all doubled over. I just went to check my watch. But anyway, I brought the wrong watch. So.
That's the Hawaii watch, no? That's the Hawaii watch.
Right, exactly.
You forgot the Ireland watch.
I know. Sitting in my safe at home. Plus, you know, which safe is it in? You know, I mean...
Right. Is it in the servants' quarters?
We don't have servants' quarters.
You don't?
No.
They just stay on the lawn.
We call them slaves at the house.
We call them extended family members that work really hard. Harder than we do. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and grab some news with Dave. Now, Dave has been not drinking, which is going to be killing him.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
And Anita was worried that she doesn't want him to do a drunken rave.
Right.
But, I personally would like to hear a drunken rave.
But he did. Yeah. Yeah, on me. Listen to you, fat son of a bitch. I'm sick and tired of you walking to the front of the goddamn plane, your big fat ass telling me about frozen pineapple ice cream. You could suck my... Something like that?
Yeah.
I get there at 9 a.m. I read every goddamn newspaper that's printed in the world. I write a goddamn rave, which is 1,000 times better than any stupid thing that you stumble on. Something like that? Yeah. Why don't you not have a beer?
All right.
Let's wait.
Okay.
Where's the best place for an alcoholic to be St. Patty's Week? That's right, Ireland! Now, Steve Dahl.
Well, there you go. I ain't the only one. I might be the only one that ain't drinking.
That's true.
As far as I can tell. There's a couple of boys that might want to join up, but it's Monday night, for Christ's sake.
Monday.
You know, if there were a Monday night football game on or something, maybe. But even then, I paced it better than that. Except for when we used to do those Monday night football parties at Glenn's Steakhouse. Yeah, well, that was bad. That was made for a long week. Hey, you know, I was watching some of that. Now, they have Irish football, which is different than rugby and different than soccer.
Yeah, Irish rules. And then they have Australian rules, but it's a unique thing.
But on the plane, they were showing whatever they were showing, I liked, and I think that was Irish football.
Is that the one where they have like goalposts rather than the soccer cage at the end of the field?
And it's like watching an endless option play. Or like, you know, when a team is losing and they run back the kick and they just keep lateraling the ball back.
Yeah.
Every play is like that. And then they tackle guys and they don't have any pads. They have shorts on and a shirt. And they tackle guys.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
Not for the squeamish.
No, it was like, I wanted to see more of that.
Is that hurling or is that something else?
You know, I don't know.
Hurling is like hockey.
Oh, yeah. They use sticks. Yeah.
Curling, I know, is a tea kettle.
Right.
You try to slide a tea kettle down the ice and then
That's
with a broom.
Silly game.
There could be hurling here later on tonight.
Oh, there's been hurling. I've been in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I think I was trying to understand my driver today, and he said that Irish football, I couldn't tell if the Irish football is round or triangular, or, you know, like, not triangular, but oblong or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That but whatever, on Aer Lingus, they'd be showing Irish football, right?
Yes.
So whatever it was, I liked it. So I was thinking to myself, why not start up an Irish football league in Chicago? I'd be like the Papa Bear Hallis of my generation. Except I'm, you know, I'm not in a wheelchair. But
it's a huge Irish population.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think regular people would like it too, because there's no helmets or anything. I mean, the potential for disaster is huge. It's like watching an IndyCar driver driving around naked with no helmet or anything, no fire suit. So, and I do know, I mean, Teresa was our nanny, I guess.
Yeah.
Although it's trendy to say au pair now. But she came from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And she's married now and has three kids, and she and her husband are citizens. But, and I'm sure they still get together and play on Sundays. They have like a league. So I can just tap right into that.
Right, right.
Tap right into that. Tap into that in a few other cities and got a league going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be great.
Because it's really cool to watch. And, I mean, there's some brutal tackling. I mean, it's you know, and no helmets. I mean, it's like, oh, man, dude, I bet that hurt a little bit.
And when they cut to the fans in the stands?
They're insane.
They're all dressed up really weird.
Yeah, with wigs on, colored wigs.
And,
yeah, they're insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Oh.
The fans are wearing more protective gear than the players. So, I liked it. And that's got to be Irish football. I'm going to do some research on it. I might get up a game tomorrow up by the castle. You know, like a pickup game.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm going to wear a helmet. I have to. Who's that sissy wearing a helmet in my little shorts? Ah, top of the morning to you. I'll be strapping on my helmet now. But it looked pretty fun. Okay, so what's happening, Dave?
The news brought to you by the new Dodge, from cars to trucks to minivans. It's about change. The new Dodge by Volvo. Volvo for life, and by Cell One, the wireless phone company.
And
the conflict with order.
Dave?
Yes.
Please start over. We lost you at the reading of your first sponsor.
Dodge?
Volvo. Did you switch back over to voice?
I did not. It's still on music.
The attorney for many high-profile Catholic clients in Northern Ireland was blown up by a car bomb today. Rosemary Nelson represented clients who have long been in conflict with the Orange Order, a Protestant group which insists on marching down a predominantly Catholic road every July. Among her clients were a man accused of killing two policemen and the family of a Catholic man beaten to death by Protestants. The Irish foreign minister says the car bombing was obviously designed to sabotage the Northern Ireland peace process at this critical juncture. The new Protestant Catholic government's been stalled. It was supposed to start this week, but has been stalled by an argument over whether the IRA should immediately begin turning
in
their weapons.
Everybody's looking at us, Dave. They're all looking at us now.
They're right.
Yeah.
In County Cork, a doctor named Ronan Gleason.
We hate the British, too. We're with you 100% on that. We'll have them out by the end of the week. Don't worry about it. If we kick them out of America, we can do it for you. Got a couple of ideas. We'll talk about it. End of the week.
In County Cork, a doctor named Ronan Gleason, known locally as an herbal medicine pioneer, has invented a pill to
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.